Okay, Dakota. Have a great day. Yeah, I missed you on the way home because I did finally pass out and get a nap in, so I was able to do that. I actually have about maybe 9 hours of sleep in the last 24 hours, so yeah, I'm pretty much back to abnormality like the rest of us, so I'm good there. And Joe, do you, in regards to backup power, my senior campus here is kind of funny. When we have power failures, obviously we have generators that power the essentials, but they don't power the individual units here. So my unit, apartment, my little box that I live in, I don't have power. I just go down the hallway into the laundry room and plug in anything that's USB power capable, like my two-way radios, my cell phone, things like that, my tablet on my computer. I have a laptop computer, but excuse me, I can at least plug in my tablet and have that kind of stuff. But if the internet goes down with the power, that's a whole different story. But you catch what I'm saying? I am looking at a power device that's a dry cell type thing from a company called Goal Zero, and you can recharge it a variety of ways or with solar panels. And if I can this year, I'm going to invest in one of those, just so I have power for my radios and not so much my refrigerator, because I learned that if you know inclement weather's coming, not to have a lot in your refrigerator because sometimes the power's gone down. But we've had some improvements to our building in recent years that we haven't really lost power. I don't think we've lost power except for a few minor blackouts, you know, of under an hour in the last 3 years, I think 3 or 4 years ago. Let's see, 2025. I would say 2022 was the last time we had a major power failure that we were without power for over a week. And the most we ever went without power here in all the time I lived here was 18 days. But that was after I first moved in here. But emergency backup power, I don't really need it, but I do want to invest in something